Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Stokes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Howard Emke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ezel moves to second. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Stokes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to second. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes strikes out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amk hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wamsgans moves to third. Lee moves to second. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to home to double up Wamsgans. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Amk fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Stokes and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ezel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Ezel moves to second. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons spins and fires to second, with Davis covering, and Ezel is picked off. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boone moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stokes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0 for 1 in the game. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Falk reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaum strikes out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stokes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0-for-2 in the game. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-2 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Com reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ezell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second, with Davis covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Carlisle goes all the way around to score. Tote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amp spins and fires to second, with Lee covering, and Ma still is picked off. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Prothrow pinch hits for Al Stokes. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash pinch hits for Howard Emke. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.